I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. The COVID-19 messenger RNA vaccines currently available in the U.S. have been shown to be highly effective at preventing COVID-19. Dr. Michael Schmidt is here to talk about how these new vaccines work and how they provide protection. Dr. Schmidt is a professor of microbiology and immunology at MUSC. Dr. Schmidt, tell us about these mRNA vaccines currently available in South Carolina and throughout the U.S.
First and foremost, both vaccines are safe. Otherwise, they would have never made it out of the FDA. Secondly, Pfizer's vaccine is about 95% effective at preventing symptoms of the COVID-19 infection, as measured as quickly as 7 days after your second shot. Moderna's vaccine is about the same in its level of effectiveness at preventing the symptoms of COVID-19, but Moderna's takes about 14 days after the second dose.
And how exactly does this vaccination then protect us?
Both vaccines granted the EUA are very similar in their elegant design. Each have a bit of oil and a set of instructions for our muscle cells. Starting with a jab into our arm, the oil then helps deliver the instructions to our muscle cell. This is where the mRNA is actually read. Similar to the way you read a recipe in the kitchen, our muscle cells read that set of instructions and then begin to make the spike protein. Spike looks like a teed-up golf ball sticking out of our muscle cells. Our immune surveillance system will effectively say, that's not normal, and it's got to go. And so it does. Our immune system dispatches those golf balls. And in the process, it learns how to defend us against the virus that causes COVID-19.
What are the common short-term side effects that some people experience when they get the vaccine?
Well, both vaccines can cause similar side effects, from pain to redness to sometimes swelling on the arm you got the shot. There's also the possibility that you could develop a fever, chills, fatigue, or sometimes even a headache.
And how long might these common side effects from the vaccine last?
Generally, they last a day or two, no longer. And if you do have prolonged side effects, make certain that you contact your healthcare provider because they'll know what to do.
And while this vaccine is super important, there's more that we can all do to help stop the spread of COVID-19.
Well, Bobby, you're correct. Vaccination is yet another step in our 4-point plan to control this pandemic. We started with the big three: masking, distancing, and hygiene. Now we're adding a fourth measure, vaccination. And it looks to be very promising at snuffing out this pandemic. Remember, masking, distancing, and hygiene are the only way we're going to control this until we all get vaccinated.
Dr. Schmidt, thanks for this information about the COVID-19 mRNA vaccines.
Thank you, Bobby, and stay safe out there.
From the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.